There is some one thing that you can do better than anyone else in the world could do it. Search until you find out what this particular line of endeavor is. Make it the object of your definite chief aim, and then organize all of your forces and attack it with the belief that you are going to win. In your search for the work for which you are best fitted, it will be well if you bear in mind the fact that you will most likely attain the greatest success by finding out what work you like best. For it is a well-known fact that a man generally best succeeds in the particular line of endeavor into which he can throw his whole heart and soul. Let us go back, for the sake of clarity and emphasis, to the psychological principles upon which this lesson is founded, because it will mean a loss that you can ill afford if you fail to grasp the real reason for establishing a definite chief aim in your mind. These principles are as follows. First, every voluntary movement of the human body is caused, controlled, and directed by thought through the operation of the mind. Second, the presence of any thought or idea in your consciousness tends to produce an associated feeling and to urge you to transform that feeling into appropriate muscular action that is in perfect harmony with the nature of the thought. For example, if you think of winking your eyelid and there are no counter influences or thoughts in your mind at the time to arrest action, the motor nerve will carry your thought from the seat of government in your brain and appropriate or corresponding muscular action takes place immediately. Stating this principle from another angle, you choose, for example, a definite purpose as your life work and make up your mind that you will carry out that purpose. From the very moment that you make this choice, this purpose becomes the dominating thought in your consciousness, and you are constantly on the alert for facts, information, and knowledge with which to achieve that purpose. From the time that you plant a definite purpose in your mind begins both consciously and unconsciously to gather and store away the material with which you are to accomplish that purpose. Desire is the factor which determines what your definite purpose in life shall be. No one can select your dominating desire for you, but once you select it yourself, it becomes your definite chief aim and occupies the spotlight of your mind until it is satisfied by transformation into reality, unless you permit it to be pushed aside by conflicting desires. To emphasize the principle that I am here trying to make clear, I believe it not unreasonable to suggest that to be sure of successful achievement, one's definite chief aim in life should be backed up with a burning desire for its achievement. I have noticed that boys and girls who enter college and pay their way through by working seem to get more out of their schooling than do those whose expenses are paid for them. The secret of this may be found in the fact that those who are willing to work their way through are blessed with a burning desire for education, and such a desire, if the object of the desire is within reason, is practically sure of realization. Science has established, beyond the slightest room for doubt, that through the principle of autosuggestion, any deeply rooted desire saturates the entire body and mind with the nature of the desire and literally transforms the mind into a powerful magnet that will attract the object of the desire, if it be within reason. For the enlightenment of those who might not properly interpret the meaning of this statement, I will endeavor to state this principle in another way. For example, merely desiring an automobile will not cause that automobile to come rolling in, but if there is a burning desire for an automobile, that desire will lead to the appropriate action through which an automobile may be paid for. Merely desiring freedom would never release a man who was confined in prison if it were not sufficiently strong to cause him to do something to entitle himself to freedom. These are the steps leading from desire to fulfillment. First, the burning desire, then the crystallization of that desire into a definite purpose, then sufficient appropriate action to achieve that purpose. Remember that these three steps are always necessary to ensure success. I once knew a very poor girl who had a burning desire for a wealthy husband, and she finally got him, but not without having transformed that desire into the development of a very attractive personality, which in turn attracted the desired husband. I once had a burning desire to be able to analyze character accurately, and that desire was so persistent and so deeply seated that it practically drove me into 10 years of research and study of men and women. George S. Parker makes one of the best fountain pens in the world, and despite the fact that his business is conducted from the little city of Janesville, Wisconsin, He has spread his product all the way around the globe, and he has his pen on sale in every civilized country in the world. More than 20 years ago, Mr. Parker's definite purpose was established in his mind, and that purpose was to produce the best fountain pen that money could buy. He backed that purpose with a burning desire for its realization, and if you carry a fountain pen, the chances are that you have evidence in your own possession that it has brought him abundant success.